By Peter Jaguar, BBC News. Lilongwe. When Michael Isi first announced his political ambitions, many did not believe him at first because of his reputation as a prankster top comedian turned politician. Michael Isi has been sworn as Malawi's vice president at a ceremony held in parliament in the capital, Lilongwe. The 55-year-old replaces Saulos Chilima, who died in a plane crash earlier this month, along with 8 other people. Dr. Isi received a standing ovation when he spoke after his inauguration, saying he accepted the role with a mixture of sadness and gratitude. He promised to honor his predecessor's memory and thanked President Lazarus Chakwera for believing in him as he takes up his position as vice president in the power-sharing government. The magnetic Malawi vice president who inspired hope. His appointment has certainly left Malawians divided. Some have been sharing clips of his acting career on social media and questioning whether he is serious enough to take up such a senior role. Others, however, have praised President Chakwera for appointing Chilima's party deputy and honoring the spirit of the alliance between their two parties. Dr. Isi is no stranger to controversy given his acting career. He is popularly known as Manganya, the name of a mischievous character he still plays in popular TV sitcom Tikaferengi. His aide told the BBC on Friday that he was filming an episode as recently as last week. He has been a staple on national radio and television for more than 2 decades, making him one of the most recognizable local celebrities. Dr. Isi has also been a passionate advocate for developing and promoting Malawi's film industry, in which it is difficult to make a living. In fact, he first funded his acting career by working as a hospital clinician. He has a qualification in clinical medicine. Most patients in Malawi will be seen by a clinician as the country has a shortage of doctors. This fueled his passion to improve the lot of poor communities, and for many years he worked at Adventist Development and Relief Agency, ADRA, a Christian non-governmental organization. He served there in various capacities, including heading the organization as its country director, and through him ADRA funded various soaps on radio and TV that also aimed to educate people about HIV and other social issues. The new vice president, who is married with 2 daughters, also holds a PhD in youth development from the University of Bedfordshire in the UK. Despite his position at ADRA, his acting career never took a backseat, and he was participating in various productions, mostly in the local Chichewa language. Such was his popularity as a comedian that when he founded a political movement around 7 years ago, many people just thought it was a prank. This is because he had a reputation as a trickster. His most famous ruse was fooling people into believing that he had been a good boxer at high school and was looking to return to the ring. He organized a non-title bout against a leading local boxer. A huge crowd turned up for what they thought was a real boxing match, only to discover it was a scene in one of his television plays. However, it turned out his political ambitions were real. His movement was called Odia Zake Ali Mulandu, which loosely translates as, "He who does not take what belongs to others but only eats what's his is a free man." It soon became part of a newly formed political party, the UTM, headed by Dr. Chilima. This was ahead of the 2019 elections, and Dr. Isi and Dr. Chilima started addressing rallies together. Both being highly eloquent speakers, their meetings often drew huge crowds, and in February 2019, Chilima named his new political associate as his running mate for the vote.